Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're getting into an article by Brett Allegre Wood called Your Best Closer Cloned: Capturing a Top Rep's Playbook into an AI Agent.
And if you've ever watched your best salesperson handle a tough customer and thought, how does everyone not do it that way? This one's for you.
So let's start with a problem Brett puts front and center. Your top closer carries the most valuable knowledge in your sales operation, and it lives entirely in their head.
Which means every time they take a holiday, get poached, or retire, that knowledge walks out the door with them.
Right. And Brett's specific about what that knowledge actually is. It's not just product knowledge. It's knowing which objection really means, I can't afford this, versus, I don't trust you yet. It's knowing the exact line that moves a hesitant buyer. It's knowing when to push and when to shut up.
That's the stuff that never gets written down. Tacit knowledge, Brett calls it. Things people know how to do but can't easily explain.
And he makes it personal. He talks about Dara Tires, one of his own businesses. He says the difference between a good day and a flat one often came down to who was on the counter. The best people just handled customers better.
And most owners just accept that gap. It's real money and they shrug it off.
So what's an AI sales agent? Because I think a lot of people hear AI and picture a robot cold calling their customers.
That's the first thing I'd push back on if someone pitched me this.
Brett addresses it head on. He says, forget the sci-fi picture. It's not a robot phoning anyone. Think of it more like having your sharpest closer sitting next to every rep ready to whisper the right answer.
So it's a tool the rep uses mid-conversation?
Exactly. A rep gets hit with, your competitor is cheaper. Instead of freezing or winging it, they ask the agent and they get back the exact response your best closer would give. The reframe, the value point, the question that moves the conversation, in seconds while the customer is still on the line.
That's actually useful, because that is the moment where average reps lose deals.
And it goes beyond live calls. The agent can prep reps before calls, draft the follow-up email in your house style, flag deals that have gone quiet. The whole point is it makes your average reps sell more like your best one.
Okay, so how do you actually get your best closer's knowledge into the thing? That's the part I'd want pinned down.
Brett's quite clear about the process. You sit with your best closer, you record real calls and role plays, you read through the notes on deals they won and ask them why they said what they said. You pull patterns from the CRM, which approaches landed, which one stalled.
So it's a proper knowledge capture exercise, not just plugging in a generic sales script.
Correct. And the closer reviews what comes out, corrects it, sharpens it. What was locked in one person's instinct becomes something the whole team can draw on.
I want to ask the question that every owner in this space eventually asks. Does this replace the salespeople?
Brett's answer is flat, no. And he goes further. He says if anyone sells you AI that promises to replace your sales team, walk away.
That's a strong line.
It is. His view is that AI should augment your team, not replace it. Selling is human. People buy from people they trust, and trust is built by someone who listens, reads the room, genuinely cares about getting the customer a good outcome. No agent does that.
So what does the agent actually take off the plate?
The parts machines handle better. Remembering every product spec, recalling the perfect rebuttal under pressure, writing the follow-up email at 6 in the evening when the rep is knackered. That frees your people for the human work, the rapport, the judgment, the relationship.
And Brett makes a nice point about both ends of the team. Your newest hire gets to lean on your best closer's brain from week one. Your best closer stops fielding, how do I handle this texts at night?
Everyone sells better, nobody gets replaced.
So what does getting started actually look like? Because a lot of owners hear AI implementation and imagine pulling their whole setup apart.
Brett's specific on this. You don't rip anything out. The agent installs alongside your current setup, trained on your own data and your best closer's approach. A first working version usually lands within a few weeks.
And it's not finished on day one.
No, and that's deliberate. It gets sharper the longer it runs, because every one deal and every handled objection feeds back in. 6 months out, your agent knows your business better than any new hire could.
The risk Brett names isn't doing this. It's the day your best rep hands in your notice and takes the playbook with them.
That's the line that should land for any owner who's been there.
So what's the one thing to do this week? For me, write down the top three objections your best closer handles brilliantly. Not the script, just the objections. That's where the playbook actually starts.
Mine is simpler. Have the conversation with your best closer while they're still there. Ask them, what do you know that nobody else on the team knows? You'll be surprised what comes out.
The full article is at anaboo.ai, and if you want to see where capturing your team's knowledge could make the biggest difference to your sales results, Brett offers a free AI audit. No pressure, just a straight look at where you are.
Worth doing before someone hands in their notice.